You ask the average American about the War of 1812, and you'll probably hear about Fort McHenry, the Star-Spangled Banner, maybe the Battle of New Orleans. But ask your average Brit, and you get something like this.
A war with the Americans. I'm sure we fought a war with the Americans, but I don't remember. Don't remember. So it doesn't exist.
That's Andrew Lambert, professor of naval history at King's College, the University of London. He was touring Fort McHenry as part of a group of scholars who will present papers this week at From Enemies to Allies, a conference on the War of 1812 at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. The British, he explains, were in the middle of the Napoleonic Wars at the time, trying to hold off one of the greatest generals ever, and they were quite proud of having defeated Napoleon, the ultimate modern warrior, at Trafalgar and Waterloo.
James Madison really doesn't cut the mustard when it comes to heroes we've beaten. You don't feel big about yourself by beating up James Madison. He doesn't register.
In fact, President Madison and the U.S. were the aggressors, says Don Graves, a Canadian historian.
Come on, we weren't doing anything. What were Canadians doing? We were 600,000 people, one-tenth the population of the United States. We had really nothing to do with the origins of the war, be they on the high seas or be they in the old Northwest.
Graves argued over breakfast before the conference that part of the U.S. war aim was to wrest Canada from the British.
American historians deny that Canada was the object of the war. And whether it was or not, the only place the United States could fight a war against Britain was in Canada, right?
But Don Hickey, a professor of history at Wayne State College in Nebraska, says that's one of the many myths surrounding the War of 1812. The U.S. went to war over British maritime policies, he argues. The Orders in Council, which restricted U.S. trade with countries under the dominion of Napoleon, and the British practice of impressing American merchant seamen into the Royal Navy.
Well, Canada was the means to achieve concessions on the maritime issues, not an end in and of itself. Although if we had conquered Canada, it's possible we would not have given it up.
The Canadians, he says, don't pay much attention to the run-up to the war because it's not their diplomatic history, it's British diplomatic history.
They sort of start the clock in 1812, and it looks to them like the United States simply invaded Canada hoping to conquer and annex it. They don't really pay much attention to the run-up to the war and to those maritime issues that precipitated it.
Okay, so no agreement there. How about who won? Well, some agreement. Here's Don Graves.
This is a great war. Everybody won this war. Everybody's happy. The Americans think they won. Canadians think they won. The British are happiest of all because they forgot they fought it. And the real losers aren't really heard from.
The losers, he and others say, were the native peoples living east of the Mississippi River. They were pushed off their lands, driven west of the river, and in some cases forced onto reservations. I'm Joel McCord reporting in Baltimore and Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.
The loser was America, the winner was ourselves.
So join right in and gloat about
the War of 1812 in the White House. Burn, 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 and we're the ones that did it. They burn.
Little babies, wah, 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 in the War of 1812.